Support for this public radio podcast is provided by Cleveland Clinic, expanding globally and committed every day to providing innovative treatments and hope to patients worldwide. Online at clevelandclinic.org. And by Constellation Energy, a global provider of fuels, power, and energy services, committed to environmentally sound, energy-efficient, and sustainable energy solutions. Constellation Energy, the way energy works.
Where to begin?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. A lot has happened in the financial world since you went to sleep. I'll begin with the fire sale of investment bank Bear Stearns. Former rival J.P. Morgan Chase is buying Bear for almost nothing, $2 a share. On Friday, Bear Stearns stock closed at more than $30 a share. It's a very disturbing signal about what some of these banks' assets are worth right now. Minutes after that deal was announced, the Federal Reserve took some emergency measures. It cut one of its interest rates, called the discount rate. It opened direct lending to Wall Street. One of the Fed's actions hasn't been used since the Great Depression, and this all happened on a Sunday night. But the financial markets are not feeling reassured. We'll begin in Asia. Japan's Nikkei fell almost 4%. Shares in Hong Kong dropped almost 5%. We're joined now by Peru Saxena, an investment advisor based in Hong Kong. Peru, JP stepped in. The Fed stepped in. Why so much angst in Asia?
I think most people still believe that the worst is yet to come. I don't think the markets have discounted the worst yet. I still maintain my view that the Asian economy is doing absolutely fine. China is growing by 10-11%. India is growing by 9% or so. So these problems that we are seeing in the financial markets are coming basically from the Western world in the financial sector.
What do you think it's going to take to stabilize the markets there in Asia?
I think we would have to see some more bankruptcies, unfortunately, because whenever you see a colossal boom in one sector, that is almost inevitably followed by a gigantic bust. So I think that the financial sector is likely to disappoint in the months and years ahead. I wouldn't touch financials even with my own money today.
Wow. All right. Peru Saxena in Hong Kong. Thanks so much.
No problem. My pleasure.
Let's move on to Europe now. Our correspondent Stephen Beard joins us from London. Stephen, what's been the reaction in the European markets?
More blood on the carpet here, Scott, I'm afraid. The London FTSE index down almost 2%. In Paris, the main index there was down 3%, and some big falls in Frankfurt too.
But the Fed took these emergency actions last night on a Sunday night specifically to calm the world markets. Why hasn't it worked?
Well, it is such a radical step. I mean, this clearly is a case of the Fed bailing out an investment bank, and this is the first time that's happened since the Depression. It's prompted the markets to ask, who's next?
Obviously, we don't know who's next, but this is a big week for the investment banks as we get reports from them. And the Fed meets on interest rates tomorrow. Might another interest rate cut do the trick here to calm people down?
Well, it doesn't seem to be working. I mean, markets are now already assuming that short-term U.S. interest rates are going to come down from 3% to 2%. The problem is that, you know, when fear takes hold, then a central bank cutting interest rates recalls the phrase used by that great British economist, John Maynard Keynes. He said it's like pushing on a string. It just doesn't work.
Okay, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
A couple of other things to mention. The dollar hit a new low against the euro today and a basket of six other currencies. And oil hit a new high, almost $112 a barrel.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, working to help reduce greenhouse gases with 10 billion transit trips per year at publictransportation.org. By Medtronic, recruiting runners who benefit from medical technology to run in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. More at medtronic.com/globalheroes. And by Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com.
More and more Americans are getting their news from the web. Obviously, that's bad news for newspapers. But a study out today gives more of a glass half full view of this. Here's John Dimsdale.
Americans may be reading fewer newspapers, but that doesn't mean newspaper companies are losing readers.
If you look at the top 10 newspapers, their websites have a larger share of the overall audience than those newspapers do in print.
Tom Rosensteel is the author of the latest report on the state of the news media by the Project for Excellence in Journalism.
The problem facing old media is not really loss of audience. It's loss of advertising, because a lot of advertisers no longer need to hitch their messages to the news to reach consumers. Toyota can have the Toyota website. Circuit City can have its own website and doesn't necessarily need those inserts in the Sunday newspaper.
Rosensteel says to survive, newspaper companies will have to find a new way to make advertising online just as attractive and persuasive as it is in newspapers. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Maybe you've heard that Guinness has been trying to sell the idea of making today a national holiday. But maybe you haven't heard that Guinness has been joined in its efforts by a rival with a distinctly Germanic name, Anheuser-Busch. Ashley Milne-Tite explains.
For years, barmen have been making a popular drink called a black and tan. Traditionally, it's a blend of Guinness, which is owned by Diageo, and Bass, which Anheuser-Busch imports to the US. But recently, Guinness has been trying to convince drinkers to ditch the Bass and use a Diageo brand instead. Harry Shoemaker is with Beer Business Daily.
Bass sales have been diminishing year over year for quite some time now. And one of the reasons is because people aren't mixing it with Guinness anymore in the black and tan.
By hitching a ride on Guinness's Paddy's Day campaign, Anheuser wants to remind drinkers of Bass's part in the traditional black and tan. It hopes their nostalgia will turn into dollars. Shoemaker says the brand's joint effort to turn March 17th into a holiday is a long shot, but beer makers can always hope.
It would be good times for all beers, because anytime you have a day off on a holiday, beer sales go up.
By 25 to 50%. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.